time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. We are back. We are back. Welcome to December, fourth quarter, buzzer beater month. This is it. This is it. Take you, shoot your shot from the corner, from the logo, wherever. Just get that shit through the basket. Anyway, how you doing, y'all? What up, Muhammad? What's good?
Ah, man, everything cool, man. What's good with you?
Man, I'm chilling. I'm just staying alive. I'm just staying. I don't even know what that is. Aggressive, morbid small talk.
Just staying out the way, my boy.
Exactly. Just getting through it, man. Just getting through it. Try to create some momentum. Staying prepared. Feel good when I'm prepared. Let me tell you something, man. Feels good when you're prepared just for little battles. Not even the war, just little battles. You just, you know, you're in the bathroom and you run out of toilet paper, you got roll on deck. Or you know what I mean? The aluminum foil roll is over, but you bought one last week, so you got a brand new aluminum foil roll to pop. Pow! You know what I'm saying?
Wow, okay.
Yeah, light bulb go out. You got a fresh light bulb in the closet. Screw that in. Illumination. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm just saying. Just being proactive, having things in the queue, in the tuck, you know, so it ain't too much of a stumble or a fumble.
Right.
You could just keep pushing.
It's that time, man. It's that time of life, my nigga. Well, you got to keep your head on the swivel. And you know what I'm saying? You done learned a lot of lessons already. So you got to act like you learned them. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times we don't act like we learned them lessons already, and then you bump your head again. That shit disgusting to my own self when that happened to me. Like, God damn, I already knew this.
Right. Unnecessary deja vu.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel you on that. I ain't got no little motherfucking wins, but shit, I'm out here fighting battles.
I can dig it.
nothing to dig into, but shit, yeah, I'm out here with haymakers and shit. Heavyweights, but
dig it.
It's going cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm bobbing and weaving. You know what I'm saying? And I got down rope-a-doping and all the above. You know, I had a good Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? A good respite from all the action.
That's good.
Before you had to jump back on the battlefield. But yeah, that was cool. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We had this little alternative menu and shit. I kind of missed the turkey, but you know, it was cool.
This the second year in a row, I think, y'all. You said you did an alternative menu.
I think
my wife
been talking about, yeah, she did the seafood thing last year, but I think somebody might have brought the turkey. You know what I'm saying? I think last year. This year, you know, they went on alternative on them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? My son made a good mac and cheese. You know what I'm saying? Amir baked. He baked. He had a pound cake and an apple pie.
Wow.
That was dope. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, my wife made some type of seafood dip with crab and all that. That was cool. And then there was all kind of other stuff. And then somebody brought chicken. And I'm like, man, chicken, I could have went ahead and brought a turkey. We going to bring all this chicken. You know?
Mm. I go chicken over turkey every day, though. But go ahead, keep going.
Yeah, but turkey, see, it ain't that, like, turkey some amazing piece of culinary, you know what I'm saying, thing. It's just branded with the occasion. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, it ain't no shit you finna eat every week, no way. You know what I mean? You only gonna eat this shit once a year, maybe twice. So, you know, it's just not even if you there looking for it, it's like always comforting that it's there, like a Linus blanket and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Tradition.
Yeah, so it makes it look like, okay, it's Thanksgiving. If you looked at the Thanksgiving pictures, you see that turkey, you know what holiday it is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This, you look at it, you know, it could be a regular old Sunday. You know what I'm saying? But it was good. I enjoyed it. Had a good time. I was the, you know, leaning into my role as the resident holiday DJ. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Muhammad's Christmas. You know what I'm saying? Started playing my black Christmas jams. Coming through the door with my speaker and everything, you know. Shit. Nice. You know what I'm saying? A roving Roman DJ. Walked in the door playing the music. Oh, shit. There it is. You know?
Some joy on the playlist.
Yeah. They coming through with the nice. Joy. You know
nice,
what I'm saying?
Nice. Yeah.
Coming through with the joy. So, so that was cool. Came through, you know, doing that. Everybody had a good time. You know what I'm saying? Then we went to the movies on Friday. Saw this flick called Anora. My middle son wanted to see.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of people. A lot of Oscar hype going on about Anora. Yeah, particularly about the, what's her girl, Mickey or something.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
That's what the people say.
Who is the people? Who is Variety? Who's saying this?
Yes, that there's definitely that contingent. But shout out to old Chris Lambert. Chris Lambert, one of our resident art and leisure. Yeah, he's seen it early. You know, Chris is Johnny Letterbox.
And what he think?
I think he liked it. I think he liked it a lot. When I hear about some shit that's supposedly good and people start to unpack what they liked about it, all that, mm-hmm. I steer clear. You know me, I don't like no type of spoilers. Mm-hmm. I damn near don't watch a trailer. Mm. I just heard there's a lot of buzz about this movie. It's like one of the three buzzed about movies right now. I can't remember the other two off the top of their head, but Anora's definitely in that conversation. So you didn't like it, sounds like.
Talk I know, to I, me. I'm not saying I didn't like it.
Okay, well, don't give me no spoilers, but tell Oscar me how you get it?
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, I can't really talk about it without no spoilers, but
okay,
all
okay.
I would say is this, man. This say shit so. Is a stripper pretty woman that didn't mm-hmm. end the same way. That's it. I'm going to say
okay,
that.
Okay, damn. You know what okay, saying? Well, that's good because I never see Pretty Woman, but I know the storyline.
Right.
Well, so, how'd your middle son like it? Yes or no? Was he into it?
He be
cinephile. Judged,
yeah, he's cinephile, judging things for different reasons. We ain't really have a big conversation about it, but he enjoyed it. Okay. I just think I can't even say all that because you ain't seen it. But any old way, man, it was cool. But Oscar. Come on, man.
man. Do you want to talk about it? Because if you want to go ahead go ahead, man. Fuck it. Go ahead, talk your shit, man. I'll take one for the conversation, man.
There was some good acting. I will give it. They did have some good acting. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The young nigga who played the main character, he did his motherfucking job, man.
Okay.
The girl, she was, you know. It was. I didn't judge her acting. Maybe she was good, and then I just didn't judge it for the acting part of it. It's just the storyline part of it was kind of like, all right, come on, I done seen that. Okay, You know what I'm saying? It just replaced this person with a person from this descent, and okay, the texture was good. It was kind of like a A24 texture. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, I would have to go in and dissect the character of the girl because the way they left the shit was kind of like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was, you know, it didn't match up, you know what I'm saying? The way she came in, the way she went out didn't match up. And okay. I understand she probably got her emotions into it and all that shit. Because he was like a rich kid, and you know what I'm saying? She was a stripper. And mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? mm-hmm. Blase skip, blah, blah, blah.
Gotcha.
And in the end, you know what I'm saying? It was a mess, and you know what I'm saying? It didn't work out that well. And then she got her, I don't know what the fuck the ending was, but she got her little piece of the action, and that was it. I'm like, okay, really?
Okay.
Y'all ending this shit like a nigga on Vimeo ran out of money.
Oh, okay. All right. I appreciate that you know what I mean? respected the spoilers,
respect
gave
for,
above,
respectful
yeah. Absolutely.
I can't even say what I ain't like. But shit. I will say I like the texture, I like the look and feel, uh-huh. you know uh-huh. what I'm saying, of it feeling real. But then it kind of like got into some other shit, and it's kind of like, ah, it didn't feel as real as it could have.
Okay. All right. I got to see it, man. Again, this is one of those movies that I've definitely been hearing about. More so, I think you might have been maybe the second negative review about it.
And you know I'm not giving it a full negative review. You know what I'm saying? Like if this was 1 to 10, it'll probably be around the 7 era. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's not a bad movie at all. But when you say Oscars, it just took it to, that's supposed to be like a 12. You know what I'm saying? But again, if I look at it with other eyes, I didn't go into it knowing it was some Oscar hype. I didn't go into it knowing anything about it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just from an entertainment eye, it kind of fell flat in certain parts after we got going. You know what I'm saying? I would give that first, you know what I'm saying, that first half of the movie, you know what I'm saying, they was on their way. And then it plateaued, you know what I'm saying, to me.
Okay, gotcha.
You know what I mean? But if I go back and look at, maybe with that knowledge of Oscar hype, I will go back and look at characters and dig deeper into what I think about them and how he did this and that, you know. But that's hype.
Right.
My old general, old natural ass eye is like, okay, that was cool. It was a nice night out. But, you know, Oscar, we talking about this for Oscars?
That's what they're saying. that's one of the some of the predictions so far are saying Anora. Let me see. I just saw it 2 seconds now. Okay. So these are some of the joints that people are talking about. So Anora, about the lead performance, for Marianne Jean Baptiste, I guess. I don't know. The Brutalist is something that's getting some love. Timothée Chalamet, I guess, is involved. Ingenue Ellis. Oh, I've been hearing a lot. People been talking about The Nickel Boys. That's that Colson Whitehead book that's been adapted to a film. That's in the conversation. There's some movie called Amelia Perez that I've been hearing. I seen that when I was in the world. Like I was at the Sky Lounge. They got the little cinematographer magazine, and they had a big thing on Amelia Perez, which is on Netflix. So you can go see that. But they say that's one of them. I also see, wait a minute. Oh, Pamela Anderson has got a little buzz for the Last Showgirl. Coleman Domingo got some buzz for Sing Sing. They saying Denzel got some buzz for Gladiator 2. That's what I thought you was going to say you saw. Daniel Deadwyler got some buzz for The Piano Lesson. Now, I saw The Piano Lesson. It was a little, I don't want to say it was underwhelming because I didn't really have the best expectations for it. You know, once I figured out that it was an August Wilson play. You know, I knew it was going to be like some play type acting, you know, like where everything feels very dramatic and for the stage. You know, like it's the way that it plays out is very deliberate. You know what I'm saying? And these are like simpler times, black people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? I don't want to say black trauma, but there's a good taste of that. There's a good couple tablespoons of black trauma in there. There's some spirituality. Yeah, there's some good. Yeah, actually, maybe half a cup of black trauma, at least. You got John David Washington, who is in a wild place, you know, because he sounds just like his daddy. He sounds just like his father. So you always like, yo, this cat doing a Denzel impression, but this is Denzel's son. This is Lil Mans. He can't really, it's not his fault. He was raised by this cat. But then what happens is Denzel now is on your mind. It's like, it's almost kind of like the Bronny James effect.
Mm-hmm.
Denzel is one of the best actors of a generation, of many generations. Like, he's one of them, right? Mm-hmm. He's one of one. And now you got his son who's trying to make a name for himself, who's a serviceable actor for sure. But, and he probably even better than that, but it's just the fact that he sound like Denzel so many times. He sound like Denzel, so it feels like a Denzel impersonation. And it kind of takes me out of the film. Like, I can't lose myself in the character. You know what I mean? I'm like, damn, this motherfucker sounds just like Denzel. And it's, yeah, it's his son. So, but, you know, he acted in it. Then the other son directed it. And then one of the daughters, she was the producer along with Denzel. So they was all in. This was nepotism theater, which I'm not mad at. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I love black nepotism. That needs to be a movie itself. You know what I mean? Black nepotism. I want to see that film. But anyway, so it was just, you know, some old heavy, like I said, stage acted. Sam L. Jackson's in it. Gail Bean is in it for a quick second. That was cool to see her. Well, basically, the whole thing is, you know, they're kind of, the centerpiece of the movie is this heirloom, a piano, right? I don't want to spoil too much of it, but it's like about an heirloom, about a family heirloom, and for good reason. Like, there's something very special about this piano that makes it super significant and one of one, you know, and something that means a lot for the family, right? So the sister has the piano in her house. I think they live in Pittsburgh. And then the brother, Denzel's son, John David Washington, he comes up with one of his homies from where they used to live, because they kind of fled to Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. You know, this is right on the precipice of, you know, freedom and all of that. You know what I mean? Like I said, those times. So he come up there. He's hustling watermelon. You know what I mean? He got a whole pickup truck full of watermelon. He's about to sell Lee's watermelon. And he got some other money. And then he's kind of betting on the fact that he could flip this piano and that'll be enough money for him to finally go buy some land, go back down there and buy some land. Cause his father was like, you know, it's a difference between dirt and land. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's like, yeah, he's like, you need some land. That's a stake in the world. This, that, and the other thing. So he's not really caught up in the sentimentality of what that piano represents to the family. He just sees that as a means to an end. And then that becomes the conflict, you know, and then things happen and you know what I mean? And, it, you know, shit gets spooky, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I don't want to spoil it, but it's a lot of that. It's a lot of that. It's a, there's a one, I guess one, maybe one number, one like musical number with all of the men, Sam L., John David, some other cat, I forget his name. It's almost like they singing like this Chain Gang song. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of fly. Like, it's kind of one of the more dynamic moments of the whole film. But it's whatever. It's, you know, the thing about it is Denzel has been commissioned. I don't know if commissioned is the word, but like tapped or entrusted with the plays of August Wilson, and it's 10 plays total.
Well, he was in one of them, right? He was in Fences.
He was in Fences, so he's been tapped to. He took the undertaking of making a film out of all 10 of the movies. So he's done three. He's done Fences. He's done The Piano Lesson and Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. So, you know, like play joints. Right. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, Fences was probably the coup de grace of the three, because that's Viola and Denzel on their Larry, you know, Bird and Magic.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Viola pulled the snot out. You know what I'm saying? You know. But it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. It didn't blow me away. It was a little wordy. It was a play. So it was like super wordy. I think it could have been cut down by at least 25-30 minutes. That was it, though. That was it. But, you know, yeah, That's one of the things that I saw. That's one of the things that I saw. I saw that, and I started watching this show called The Madness with Coleman Domingo, and I'm probably about 3 episodes in. I like it so far, but go ahead. What you about to say?
I saw it up on the screen. I couldn't get into binging nothing this week.
Okay.
I couldn't get into it. I saw it, though. Made a mental note of it.
Oh, okay. That looked like something.
My peoples, I told my brother-in-law about it. Like, when we was at Thanksgiving, we typically try to watch a movie. Mm-hmm. But my brother-in-law watch everything, like, as soon as that shit dropped. As soon as I feel like they call his phone. You know what I mean? Like, he's watching everything. So there's never a movie that he hasn't seen, but he don't really like watching series because the time commitment is a thing for him. He's like, oh, you know, I'd rather just be in and out. Mm-hmm. So anyway, kind of was like, I wasn't staying long anyway because I had to go to Philly the next day. So I say, yo, let's watch an episode or two of this madness situation. And then ultimately, he watched the rest of it. Mm-hmm. And he texted me probably a day or two later with an in-depth breakdown. And I had to just ignore the shit because, you know, I don't fuck with the spoilers. You know what I mean? So, but, and I knew it was going left because within the first 2 sentences, he was like, yeah, so I watched that joint. That shit was trash. And I'm like, oh, hell nah. I do not need to read it. Because now I'm fucking demoralized. Like, damn, how am I going to get through the rest of this shit? When you talk about this trash, now I'm anticipating. Because I ain't going to lie. By the 3rd episode, there were a couple things where I was just like, this is getting a little silly. You know what I mean? It's a little silly. I like the premise of it all, but some of this shit is getting a little silly here. And I regard Coleman Domingo as one of them. He's a good actor. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm going, he's one of them prestige actors. So I'm like, nah, let's stick it out. But maybe the writing kind of gets a little, I don't want to say salacious, but it just starts to get a little silly. So maybe it goes even further. But yeah. I'll try to figure it out. If y'all watched it and y'all want to jump in them comments with some spoiler light feedback on any of the things that we just talked about, please let us know where you stand. Let us know where you on with Anora. Let us know how you felt about Piano Lesson and The Madness. Mm-hmm. Let the people know.
Yeah, word up. Yeah. So we did that. That was cool. You know, man.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you go? What theater?
I went to, you know, it was only playing in the little art house theater out here, the Plaza Theater in Atlanta.
Okay, where's that?
It's on Ponce.
Okay.
Ponce and Highland, I think that is right there.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It's in the little plaza. They got all the art house movies. It was in 35mm. That was on the marquee. You know what I'm saying? Anora in 35mm.
So you said you like the texture. Can you tell as a filmmaker?
You could tell they shot it on something real dope, but I couldn't tell if it was film. I'm not that guy. I'm not that cinematic to know the difference between, you know, these high digitals and, you know what I'm saying, right, and the 35mm film. But, you know, in retrospect, I can. You know what I'm saying? Okay. But if I sat there, I wouldn't have said, oh, no, this is 35mm right here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But the texture of it was great. You know what I mean? The look and feel, it felt real. You know what I mean? That's what I be liking in a movie. I like that shit to feel real and not like, you know, back in the day, the digital, they used to shoot them movies on USA TV with digital cameras and shit, and this shit looked like trash. You know what I'm saying?
Like pornos.
Yeah, it looked like some old wow shit. Like, what the fuck is this? It'd be like a whole cinematic, supposed to be like a dramatic movie, and that shit looked like you shot it with a video camera. But it's how a lot of that shit be seeming. Like, I was watching Penguin, and I'm like, man, this ain't right. Let me check these settings on this motherfucker. And then the shit was on standard and not on cinematic, you know what I'm saying? So then when I put it on cinematic, I'm like, ah, that feels better. But but I couldn't tell you if it was 35mm or not, you know what I mean? But it looked good, you know what I'm saying? It was, you know, obviously of another culture, but the story was the story. So you got into it, you know what I'm saying? Old boy, like I said, old boy did a good job the first 50% of the film. You know what I'm saying? To the story changing, and he also, he kept doing a good job. It's just the story now was like, oh man, come on. Mm-hmm. It's bitch ass. But anyway. But so that was cool, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I think that was what happened Sunday. I just, you know, kicked it a little bit when hooked up with my homie and went to the Holiday Bar for a second, which, you know, I had heard about it, but I didn't know that shit was like a fucking bar kiosk. So they ain't have all the facilities or, you know what I'm saying, none of the, you know, like what a grown motherfucker need in a place. You know what I'm saying?
What, so what's that? Tell me about the Holiday Bar. What's that about?
I mean, it's at, it's in the Interlock area of Atlanta on the Howard Mill over there, 14th Howard Mill type deal.
Okay.
Newfangled, you know what I'm saying? The Belyard Hotel and all that shit over there. Got not a lot of restaurants. Mm-hmm. But this space... it's actually, you know what I'm saying? Again, like I said, it's like a bar kiosk, but it's not a kiosk. It's just like not, it's not subtle inside of like a real, it's like a patio. You know how like somebody put like a screened in patio on the back of their house? It's indoor, yeah, but it's not really indoor.
But like this sun deck.
Yeah, but it's glass, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like that. And it's small. So they don't have like they got like snack, like little snackable shits you could get. I don't know where they cook it or warm it up at, but you know, they don't have no facilities, so it's like they warming that shit up. And then you drinking out of plastic, you know what I'm saying? The bathroom is in the rest other side of the building, so you gotta leave out to go. So it's like one of them type of places. And I ain't disparaging it because it looked like a good time. People was having a great time. I just wasn't ready for that setup in my mind. So when I got on, oh yeah, okay. You know what I'm saying? I had to get myself acclimated to where I was at. Not to be persnickety or nothing, but sometimes, again, I don't set it on here. I don't like to pay my money and then drink my shit out of a plastic cup. You know what I'm saying? That's all. I'd be feeling some type of way about that.
Especially when it's not plastic cup money.
Right. You know, this is real drink money now.
Yeah. Right. Right. Like, man, come on now.
I could have went across the street or across the hall. You know what I'm saying? Because
right
now, you know, so I'd be looking at shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So when I ordered my, the first, you know, I got there, I ordered a beer. You know what I'm saying? Just because I was waiting on my homie. I didn't know if he was coming there or I was meeting him somewhere else. So I just got a beer. And she brought me the can, popped the bitch open and walked off. I'm like, well, goddamn, I'm not finna drink out the can. Like, what the fuck is this?
You know, some dive bar shit.
Yeah. Like, nigga, this, what the fuck? So right. I had to get her attention. You know what I'm saying? She mm-hmm. doing some other shit. I'm just patiently waiting, though. Got her attention and shit. And then I was like, yeah, you got a glass? Oh, we don't do glasses, but I can give you a cup. All right. Gave me a plastic cup. You know what I'm saying? At the pole.
Now, plastic cup, like liquor store plastic, like the little clear joints?
Like motherfucking like a regular plastic cup with their logo on it. You know what I'm saying? Like a white plastic cup. Not a red one, but a white one.
Right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Not like a little, not the one with the little rings around it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. Not that junk. That's great. Okay, bad.
They ain't go that far.
Yeah, I want to say, damn. Okay, but I see what you're saying.
Yeah, you know, it was cool, though. Uh-huh. It was a nice place. If I had that in my mind, I would have been fine.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I just didn't have that in my mind. You know what I'm saying? And then mm-hmm. we left there and went to Rocksteady, you know what I'm saying, which is more of a proper place, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was cool. You know what I'm saying? Ate some good old, what I had? I think I had lamb, rack of lamb, I think. Some shit like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. That was cool.
Yeah, man. But other than that, man, just out here trying to keep myself focused on the fight and not be in the fight all day, all night, being able to, you know, detach from it a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that's, like I said, that's the good thing about, you know, not having that worry thing in your brain is that, you know, it just keeps going. You know, man?
Yeah. Just keep moving. Keep moving, which is cool, because you gotta, it's no anxiety, which is a good thing. That's the, you know, that's the silver lining, I guess. Mm-hmm. So. I was in, I went out to Philly. I told you, went out to Philly, rocked out on some shows with Vladimizi El Capitan at the Punchline. So did that Friday and Saturday. That was cool. It was a good time. I was happy to be out in Philly just on a cuisine level. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like I got to a couple places I wanted to try. There was this place called Center City Pretzel Factory. I saw this little Munchies video on it for a long time. Like I love a good soft pretzel, right? And Philly's known for their soft pretzels. That's like their thing. I did know that actually. But I saw this shit and it's like this full on, that's all they do is just make pretzels. And they open at 6 a.m. and they close by like 11. Mm-hmm. So I was like, damn, I don't know when the next time I'm going to be in Philly on some early shit like that. But then I was out there overnight. And this is something I pride myself on. So I drove down there, right? Mm-hmm. And I drove down there. And prior to jumping on the road, I reserved a parking spot via Spot Hero. Right, you know what I mean? Did the little Spot Hero situation, and I seen that the garage that was, I like the budget of this garage, but the garage, the feedback was not good. Mm. You know what I mean? I'm like, ooh, you know, but still convenient. You know what I'm saying? And right then, the budget is nice, but I'm driving down, and the goal was to drive down there with enough time to kind of scope out the spot, but beyond that, scope out where I was staying at and see what the street parking was. Cause me, this is a theme that weekend, me as a New Yorker, and this has been going on for a while, but me, I take pride in being able to find street parking in New York. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't really ruffle my feathers. I got the patience. I allot the time. I'm going to get something. I'm good at this shit at this point. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I've been through the wars. So anyway, I feel like if I could do this shit in New York, every other city, it should be easy peasy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Nothing on it. This is New York City. Stop playing. I will tell you this. Philly is a worthy foe. You know what I'm saying? especially downtown where they want, these motherfuckers got meters going on Sunday. They are relentless. They don't give you no respite, as you said. You know what I'm saying? Nah, get up, move the car. You know, all of that. So I get down there and it's getting too close. So now I'm probably like 5 minutes away. See, the Spot Hero, you could cancel your shit up until the time of your reservation. So I'm like 5 minutes away and maybe 3 miles away from the spot. So I'm not going to make it. So I pull off to the side. I just say, fuck it. I just go off faith. I cancel a reservation. And now I'm a little nervous because I'm like, damn, will I be able to find that same deal? Because we on the day of. This was prior to. So I'm like, uh-oh, here we go. Boom, pull up. It's a little crazy, you know what I'm saying? Parking is looking very downtown, very center city, right? Okay, all right, but it's not anything that I can't really finesse. Mm-hmm. So I find a little spot. I don't got too much time to wait before the first show, so I find a little spot. Parking is decent on the street; it's not that expensive. So I hit the meter. I respect the meter. I do the meter. Get my shit together. Then what I realized is I would have had to pay crazy money anyway, because where I was at versus where I'm going to, it's a diesel little Uber ride. Mm. You know what I mean? So it would have undermined the whole saving situation, because the parking spot that I was going to is not in and out. And that's also why I was like, nah, I can't be locked in. If I'm going to be here and I brought my whip, I want to be able to, you know what I'm saying? I want to be able to get in my whip and move around. Mm-hmm. So, boom, fortunately, got the whip, got the spot, drive to the venue, parking right in the front of the venue. So good that I was nervous. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, yo, this is a little too good to be true. And it was funny because as I'm pulling up, it was like a two-way street. As I'm pulling up, I was there before the person that was pulling up in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And they could have been, you know, it would have got nasty, but it could have been a little problem where they could have tried to slide in there before me, but they was chill. You know what I mean? And I think I was kind of expecting it. You know, Philly, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, ah, they motherfuckers might be on some other shit. They like to rumble. That's what they call it. We rumble out here. So, boom, got me a spot right in front of the spot. There's no signs nowhere. Also, I used to watch Parking Wars that took place in Philly, so I'm already, like, kind of on the defense. Fortunately, this shit was beautiful. Good parking. Come back. Parking is great because it's after midnight, so but I got to wake up at 6 a.m., because they are, like I said, they're aggressive about this parking. Nigga, wake your ass up. 6 a.m. We taxing. Mm-hmm. So I say, you know what? I use the little Park mobile app. I give myself a couple hours. Whew. Yeah, a couple hours. Because I already know what I was going to spend. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I already know what I was going to spend. So as long as I'm below that, it's a win. So still well below that. So I say, fuck it. Give myself a couple hours. Because I'm still dead tired. You know, so I give myself a couple hours. Then I get up. Move the car. I go down to the little pretzel spot, and this little factory, pretzel factory shit. Mm-hmm. And these pretzels is good as hell. Good as hell. Word. Inexpensive. And very good. Very good. There's a spot in the Bronx that I go to that has very good pretzels, but this shit here, shit is good as hell. They cheap, and they just, if it's like between them hours, that shit is pumping like a number spot. Like, people going in, they paying their money, well, they getting however they... Yes. They like, let me get 7. Let me get 10. Let me get a box.
I ain't
like,
even never heard nobody eating no pretzel in the morning.
Yeah. They got to, because that's when it's hot, and then by 11, this shit is shut down.
Right. Obviously, so it's a breakfast item.
Yeah. Get this pretzel. So, boom, I get some pretzels and shit. The shits were so good, and they, you know, they're like, they're not expensive at all, so I got a decent amount. At least I thought, so as soon as I, you ever like bite into some shit? Maybe it's the glutton in me. You ever bite into some shit? You're like, damn, I should have got more. Mm-hmm. And it's like, nigga, relax. You ain't even finished your allotment, but you already like, damn. So boom, I bite into the shit. That shit is good as fuck. So I'm good. I feel good. On the way back, I find another little parking spot a little further away, because now I got some time. I got time on the clock, so now I could explore the perimeter. You know what I'm saying? I see a nice little spot, boom, bow. You know what I mean? Still a meter, but a cheaper meter, and it's not bad, so I do that. Then I get up, me and Vlad, we get up, we go to Angelo's. Angelo's South Philly. Now, this is another spot that I've been to before, but Angelo's, arguably, at least right now, might have arguably the best cheesesteak in the city.
Dang.
You know what I'm saying? They got
is the, that yeah, the place we went that's, to? The old
no,
place?
No, that's DeLisandro's. Oh, that's DeLisandro's. DeLisandro's still one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. But this is Angelo's. Angelo's down South Philly. They got the Cooper Sharp American cheese, and then they got the seeded Sarconi bread. Mm-hmm. I like a good seeded roll. This shit is fine, and the bread does a lot for it. But the thing about this spot, you got to have some time on your hands, because it's ridiculous. Like, it's the hype is real over here. So you go to the spot, first of all, and again, I'm coming through on some New York shit, right? And, you know, even in New York, I don't really like playing a line too much. So I'm, like, already kind of seeing how I could kind of cut a little bit of this line. You know what I'm saying? So there's a line to order, but then it's, like, a diesel line after you order to, like, for the pickup. Oh, that's crazy. The pickup line is crazy. You should be able to, you know. So anyway, the line of order is not that bad. Jump in there, boom, bap, order. They say it's going to be like an hour. Sheesh. I bet. They'll text you when it's done. It's probably going to be at least an hour. So I bet. Me and Vlad, we go to this little coffee shop. We get some coffee. We chop it up. It's cool because we got the time, and we could kick it and talk shit and blase skip. Mm-hmm. So it felt like it's a little longer than an hour, and I'm like, damn, I hope I gave them the right. Now I'm starting to get anxious. Like, did I give these motherfuckers the right number? I know I gave them the right number. She said the number back to me. You know what I mean? I hope I didn't miss the text. So we start to break out after a minute, and then I get the text. So then I said, okay, bet. We walk over there. Yo, that line for that pickup was...
Damn! You got a pickup line, too?
a pickup line. So it's like, dog, I just waited a fucking hour to get this shit. This is how I feel. This is how I feel. That's how all of them should feel. This is how I feel. I'm just waiting a fucking hour. I'm not waiting the whole all of this to go pick this shit up. So fortunately, we're in South Philly. South Philly seems to be quite Italian. You know what I'm saying? Even though, shout out to Siegel. Shout out to Black Thought. I believe they both from South Philly. But, you know, it's a lot of Italian, a lot of white folks out there. And it was a gaggle of black people who I didn't know. But they was towards the front of the order line.
Wait a minute now.
So go ahead.
You said you. We were supposed to assume that you knew these motherfuckers back.
We wouldn't because we black. But what I'm saying is white folks here might think that we related because we just happen to be black and on the same line. And I use that as cover.
Right.
So I say, yo, let me walk up on the order line with these black folks. And as soon as I, because once you get in there, you could just cut.
Right.
And I cut the shit out of it. And I could feel the energy of the nigga that was getting cut. I can tell he knew he was getting cut, but he ain't really want to say nothing because it was a gaggle of us. You know what I'm saying? And we might have looked like we was together.
Fucking so, Mooley on.
And, yeah, just fucking us off. I'm so happy our guy's in office. So anyway, boom, I smooth over there. Scoop, scoop, got them shits, and I slide right the fuck out
Did
of there.
Did you thank anybody?
Oh, I ain't think nobody. I didn't know them. They didn't know me. I didn't know them, but good looking out. They didn't even know they was working in concert with me. I made it real smooth because I didn't want to assume because they might have tried to put some difference between us. Like, we don't know him. Nah, you know what I mean?
I thought you might be like, all right, nah, I appreciate y'all.
Nah, I said, you know, I hit everybody. I hit abroad everybody to the line. Happy holidays. Ah. You know, one of those. which probably has kind of, you know, petty. But yeah, happy holidays, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Boom, I'm getting up out of there. Got the steaks. Bring them shits back. Them shits is fantastic. Ah. I'm never gonna lie to you. Them shits are so crazy. I couldn't even eat the whole. I just had to eat half of the shit. Put the other half, you know, in the little mini fridge at the hotel. But yeah, man, cuisine wise, shit was cool. Shows wise, it was fun. Had a good time out there in the Illadelph. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that was it. That was it. And then what I do Sunday? Oh yeah, Sunday I saw piano lesson and all of that, and I kind of got back up to the crib. And that's it, man. Well, that's really
exciting times. Exciting times.
It was cool. It was cool, man. It was cool, man. You know what I did feel like though. Unfortunately, I just had my first Thanksgiving leftovers plate today. Oh. Which is probably, outside the window. Hey. Probably outside the window. I had to gamble. I had to roll the dice because I.
Like that meme on the internet. Somebody had posted this shit. It was like, you're going to die soon.
I knew I was wilding, but I felt like I had, because I, like I said, I jumped on the road the next day. So I had a whole Tupperware of leftovers. I got a tiny little breakfast plate of Thanksgiving leftovers, which is, you know, that's not the best move. But I was just like, man, let me at least get a little bit of that shit. I might get a little bit more. We'll see what spot. I got a show tonight too, so I might be a little nervous, but it is what it is. I tell you this, funny about memes though. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Thank you, King. Much appreciated. I saw this on Twitter. I thought this shit was mad funny. Speaking of Thanksgiving memes, it was a little joint. Somebody posted with like a GIF of John Cena looking real. John Cena's a wrestler looking real sad and disappointed, like real, like thoughtful and sad and shaking his head. And the tweet was like, my grandma in her Celtic Shaq era of cooking food with a heartbreak emoji. So basically,
Damn. Basically,
grandma ain't got it no more. She need to hang it up.
As my man Diallo would say, you know, they done lost their hand. That's what the old country people say. Yeah, she done lost her hand.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, especially when they used to be good at it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I was thinking about that the other day, you know what I'm saying? Somebody was cooking, and somebody was like, damn, you know, taste this. Is this too sweet? Is this, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, something must be going on with my taste. I can't taste if it's too sweet or not. I'm like, oh, Lord, right. It must be losing a hand. I ain't saying it out loud, but I was thinking this shit. Like, oh, Lord, this how that shit happened?
Symptoms of the decline. Yeah, you ain't even got the palate no more. Oh, shit. That's the worst. I guess it happens to, it happens to all of us in some capacity.
Everything still, changes, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Even the sun don't shine.
Yeah.
Heroes eventually die.
Damn.
Horoscopes sometimes lie. You know, but anyway. Oh, man. Yeah, man. That's that. I will tell you this, too. Since I've been on the road heavy, like just driving around, doing a lot of driving. Yo, this Kendrick Lamar album is probably the most replayed Kendrick Lamar album I've listened to since To Pimp a Butterfly.
Well,
like,
I could dig. I understand that because it's like it was more. They obviously made it more palatable on purpose. You know what I'm saying? More song after song after song, you know, mustard beats and club type beats or beats you could bump, you know what I'm saying? L.A., West Coast, Bay Area beats, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like I said, it wasn't produced in the same manner as a lot of the other albums with a lot of the art effects and all that type shit. But, you know, go ahead. Shit. My bad.
No, I mean, that's kind of what it is. It's just really like it's the West Coast of it all. It's like, it sounds different than most of the other shit out there. Like, unless you really are tapped all the way into what's going on in the West Coast. Mm-hmm. Like, outside of AZ Chike, I guess that's how you pronounce it. That's the only new cat that I knew. I ain't no Lefty Gun player. I ain't know any of these people. But, like, just that vibe, like how they getting down with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just feels like I said, it feel like the pop out album.
Mm-hmm.
I like those real West Coast ass records even more than the ones that are like, you know, these are the ones that are like the big records, whether it's the Luther record or the Gloria record or even Reincarnated. Like, those are fine, but I'm into like Peek-a-boo. That shit is hilarious to me. Just Peek-a-boo. I fuck with that shit. I fuck with Hey Now. I fuck with Squabble Up, TV Off. Like, just them shit sound good. And it's a succinct album. I know last week I definitely said upon first listen it was probably my least favorite. You know what I mean? But because I just was like I said before, like, I'm so used to Kendrick having this theme, you know what I mean? This overarching theme that you just looking for, that it just didn't feel like a Kendrick album. And the other album that kind of had that same thing was Damn, which I might want to revisit, but Damn is probably, as many people love Damn, I think it's kind of at the bottom of my list with Kendrick albums. But
I like Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people do.
That's when
I discovered that I
liked him, you know what I'm saying, off Damn.
Wow.
You know,
damn,
that was
damn, I like this cat.
That was Asa's, my middle son's favorite artist, you know what I'm saying? From I don't even know when he started, but way before I did. And then Damn came out. I'm like, this cat might be on to something. You know what I'm saying? This nigga,
what is it about Damn that you liked?
I like the whole shit.
Accessible?
I just like the way that they produced. I like that he was over the top with the production. I like that they added all these different sounds and effects and the shit he be doing with his voice. You know what I'm saying? I like all that shit. You know what I mean? And Damn makes sense on the record. So it's not just record after record after record. I'm going to drop this 16, get me a feature. You know what I'm saying? Put on the next beat, drop me a 16, then, you know, do a bridge and then come. It wasn't that. It was like a production. Like, they was thoughtful about how they produced it. And that I enjoyed, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, again, it ain't no shit that you might spin in the club back to back or in that vein, but it's definitely a piece of work. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you looked at it, it wasn't just like, okay, it's some music. Is you could tell the nigga put some work into it. That's, like, when he got the Pulitzer, I wasn't surprised because it's like he put work into these albums, you know what I'm saying, into that production, into all these little extra sounds and all that old extra shit, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, even on this album, that shit be, even he find a way to do it even when they doing some bops, you know what I'm saying? And then, like the shit he do with his voice, what are they talking about? They ain't talking about nothing. What are they talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? Who thought to put that shit in there? You know what I'm saying? Like, but that's the call out of the whole album. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Damn. talking about nothing.
What are they talking about? They ain't talking about nothing.
He good. He know how to do them little weird ass earworms.
Right.
It don't seem like it should work, but yeah, but even just peekaboo.
Right.
That shit. Tough ass peekaboo. Yeah, man. That's my shit. Peekaboo. Oh, shit. Yeah, it's good as hell. It's a good fucking record to drive to.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
Shout out to Cornbread Kenny.
Damn.
He just announced him and Sis about to go on tour.
These niggas finna. This finna make all. Yeah. This be about to make generational wealth in the next 4 months.
Come on, man, it's not even fair.
This nigga finna make all of the money and end that bitch all on the Super Bowl, man. Come on, it's unprecedented.
He made Drake call his attorneys. He was like, hold on.
That's something totally different. But this nigga about to, like.
Yo, he gonna kill him.
Ain't no run like that. I ain't even talk about the beef. I'm just saying, like, nigga, who?
Hell of a year.
Most niggas is waiting on Super Bowl to get them extra checks. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get them inflated corporate checks 4 days straight, 5 days straight.
Right.
Nah, this nigga performing the bowl, and he probably ain't getting paid for it, but he about to get paid on everything else. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This nigga going to get paid on everything else, man. The tour, if that shit leave out before the Super Bowl or even after, however.
No, it's after.
After. So
yeah, it's after.
The nigga going to launch with the greatest promo of all time and then go make all of the sold out money. And shit, then, you know, I don't know if he disappears again or, you know what I'm saying, drop that next album they talking about. I don't know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Who knows?
Eat out, or the nigga will have run 2024 and 25.
Yeah, that's a good look.
You know what
look.
I'm saying? Off a hot beef and then a quick album, a Super Bowl performance, and then drop another one? That nigga could lock 2-3 years down.
Then he also, I mean, just not even just that. I mean, within that beef, he had a number one, right? He had two number one records. You know what I'm saying? Because Like That kicked it off. That was number one, Not Like Us. Then he had The Pop Out, which was on Juneteenth. Then he drops the Like That video on 4th of July. Then, like, yeah, man, he really, it's well orchestrated. It's well orchestrated. Like, I could understand why your man Aubrey is sick.
Aubrey need to go on vacation, man.
He should have done it before. I mean, he should have done it.
He is literally, but, you know, I guess he ain't think his suits and shit. I don't even really know if the suits is just about that or in general. But it's just how it leaked out is probably unfortunate for him because he probably didn't want it that way. But, you know, once lawyers start lawyering, you know, you can't stop them. They out of here.
Yeah. I mean, look, this is my thing. I think the cat is not only talented, both of them, not only talented, I think they both smart, very savvy, right? So I'm trying to kind of not figure out, I hate that term, hold space, but I'm trying to, you know, like, hold space to find out what is Drake's angle in this. It's something deeper than just spite.
No, that's by his deal, his money shit. You know what I'm saying?
Different. That's what it sounds like. Yeah, it sounds like it's a little bit of a chess move.
Yeah.
So we're going to see what's happening. I think, though, like I said last week, you know, it would have been cool if he had gone away for a while. But, I mean, I see, you know, that's part of his offense is to stay around. But if he had gone away for a while, I do think that this Kendrick thing, as great as it is, you know, once people want to call it a victory lap and all that shit, it does set the table for Drake to drop something else. Because I said, after this beef, I mean, I think, you know, it's convincing that Kendrick won, but it makes me want to know, it makes me want to hear what both of their offerings are going to be next. You know what I'm saying? What Kendrick's victory lap shit going to sound like and what Drake's, oh, I got to reestablish myself, album's going to sound like. And now it's kind of like, I still hear it, but I feel like the demand isn't there. I think he kind of stepped on a little bit of his own demand. You know what I mean? But that's my own.
That's what it always is till you drop something.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Hits fix everything. You know what I'm saying? Niggas love true. A bop.
yeah, that is 100% the truth.
You know what I'm saying? And it's different. Yeah, it's, I mean, if he got it, you know what I'm saying? If he got the people around, you know, ain't like he out of business and broke. You know what I'm saying? Ain't like them rap battles from the 80s, nigga. You could be broke. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like he broke. Yeah. Nigga's wiping right. his tears with $100 bills. And it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Got
access to producers. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, nigga can make something now. But
yeah, I never count them out.
You gotta figure out how do you, you know what I'm saying, structure this comeback. You know, how do you structure this next piece of work? You know what I'm saying? Do you step away from that whole shit and just go for it? Come out with a new style? I don't know. These are decisions niggas got to make in that camp. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You got niggas against you already, but you can't take that with you. You know, you just got to start from where you at. Start as that nigga, you know what I'm saying, on the mixtapes, on So Far Gone. Just make some fucking music, dog. That's all niggas really be caring about is this shit bopping? And you know what I'm saying? This is something I'm going to be playing in the ride, smoking hookah too, going to the club. You know what I'm saying? That's what this whole shit is. So,
yep.
You know, I mean, that's on him, man. It's on him. He got a whole. The problem with this whole shit is we look at this shit from our perspective and we see West Coast. We see, you know what I'm saying, nigga from Canada. We see, you know what I'm saying, the black attitude towards the whole thing. And then there's the rest of the world. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if the mm-hmm. rest of the world give a fuck as much as we do here. You know what I'm saying? And when niggas is selling records all over the world, he still got opportunity like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he going to Australia for a whole spell.
And they probably love him. They probably ain't seen him in 7-8 years. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, yep.
So
yeah, they can't wait to have this cat come through.
Yeah, I bet he can't wait to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? This nigga do all of the rest of the world before he come back here, man. Australia, Japan, all that old shit, man, where he sell them records at.
Yeah, it'd be
summer right. in Ibiza and fucking come back. Shit, nigga. He made all his money. What else is it? You know what I mean? He might not be the king of L.A. or nowhere around here, but it's some niggas still gonna fuck with them hits.
Yeah, he got a fan base. They dedicated. He gonna be all right. He gonna be all right.
Oh.
Be fine.
Word up. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I mean, I was just listening to that silence. It just sounded like the end of the pod. It felt like that's what we should end it. Yeah, we should, you know what I mean? Sometimes you can't question that silence when it's quiet. I mean, roll them credits. Yeah, man, I just want to say thank you all for listening. You know what I'm saying? It's always a pleasure. Every Wednesday, we here for you.
Hey.
You know what I mean? I'm glad that you're here for us. Glad you're here to chop it up and hear us talk and meander and, you know, speculate and all that other shit. You know?
Nigga sounded like they ain't want to leave.
Who you? What you talking about?
We over here acting like we ain't want to leave. Like, shit. That sounded like silence.
Right. Right, right, right. Now, you know, we're gonna take this cue, slide up out of here.
Word up.
Shit, I think that I ain't got nothing to promote in this moment. You got anything you want to tell the people?
Well, I will tell the people this. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
Thank you for listening. If, you know, we coming into that end of the year, fourth quarter action, last 20-something days of the year. You know, if that shit ain't cracking for you, you know what I'm saying? You still got time to make something crack. Any second could be the motherfucking second that the shit change all the way. You know what I'm saying? You're fighting them demons, fighting them bills. You know, keep on swinging. Don't give up. Keep on stepping one foot in front of the other. You know what I'm saying? Your hands and the feet is the one going to tell the story. So keep at it. Let's get to it next week, man. And appreciate y'all.
There it is. That's what's up. ITC Awards on the way. Heard. Submit your nominees. You know what I mean? If you got some people, let us know. Hit us in the comments. Hit us, you know, on the SoundCloud comments, the Instagram comments. Hit us on Twitter. You know, we always like chopping it up. Let us know you out there. And until next week, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. Yeah.